This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1234. Late to the airport? How to ask to skip the line in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American host, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Are you in danger of missing your flight because you're late? Today, learn how to ask others to let you cut in line in front of them so that you can make your flight. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, what's up?
Hey, Lindsay, not too much. How are you?
Excellent. Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm here. I'm happy because I'm on the podcast. I have to tell you, we've been doing this for so long, but it's still my favorite thing about All Ears English. I don't know. I just love it.
Yeah, it is so much fun. Yeah, it is really fun. It's almost like relaxing. You kind of just get in this zone, right? And you just think about recording and just letting go and letting the words fly. And it's a lot of fun.
Exactly. Because you can't do, because I think the majority of our time these days, we are multitasking. Yeah. And honestly, you can't multitask when you're podcasting. And I think that's it right there. That's why it's so relaxing.
That's true. That's true. It's like you can only focus on the podcast. You can't worry about anything else.
Pretty much. It's like a meditation.
It is. Awesome. So, Lindsay, so you've been doing a lot of flying lately.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of traveling since I left Boston in June. I moved to LA. We drove out here, but I'm going to be going back and forth back to Boston by plane. And then I went to Florida in August. So all over the place,
Wow. So Dan and I always have this debate over how far ahead of a flight should you be at the airport?
Yeah, well, I always go with the rule of thumb, 3 hours for an international flight and 2 hours for a domestic flight.
See, I always thought it was an hour and a half for a domestic flight, but Dan always would say 2 hours. And then I remember, so like for international, I think we do like four.
And oh, wow.
I remember when we were going to Japan, we had a really, really early flight and we got there and like, it wasn't even open. Like the gate wasn't open. Like no one was working there yet. It was too early and we just had to sit there. And like, I am definitely more likely to be the one who would push the limit on like when we can get there. So it was like sick because it was in the morning and I was like, I am so upset.
Oh, that's so interesting. I wouldn't have pictured that. I would have pictured the opposite, that Dan would be like not worried about it and that you would be wanting to get there early. But I guess I don't know you guys well enough.
No, he's definitely, yeah, he's always the one that wants to leave a little bit earlier than me, but that's okay.
That's so funny. Did you ever miss a flight?
No, I've never, yes, I did. I literally wrote in my notes, I missed a flight. And then I just answered no. Okay. Yes, I did miss a flight once because I got there a little bit with a little bit less than an hour. I was actually It was actually a connecting flight, but I had to get my bags for some reason. Like it wasn't, I couldn't send my bags directly to my destination. So I had to get my bags, and then I was in a rush for some reason, and I went to check in. Like, and it was a little less than an hour, and apparently they wouldn't even let me check in. This was like 10 years ago. And at the kiosk, it just said that I was like under the limit. So I didn't even know that was a thing. And I don't know if this is still a rule or who knows what happened to me that day, but I hope I don't ever have to find out again.
Oh no, that's so stressful. I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah. Have you ever missed one?
No, but I've definitely almost, usually I get to the airport on time and everything's cool. I'll check in, but then I will like get a coffee, sit down maybe with a laptop or a movie and tune out. I've almost forgotten to get up at the right time to go to my gate.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Well, that reminds me. Sorry, now we're just trading stories, but yeah. I missed a bus once. Did I ever tell you this?
No.
When it was right in front of me. My best friend and I, when we were little, we were staying with her grandparents, like close to New York. And we were waiting for the bus, and we were, I don't know, teenagers. And we were just talking, and we thought, like, there was no line of people. There was just a bus, and we thought that it wasn't actually our bus. So we didn't get on it. And then we just watched it drive away, and we were like, is that the bus? Is that the bus? And we met and her grandparents had to drive us back into New York so we could get the actual bus back home. Oh, my gosh. It was
terrible. My God. That's so funny. Oh, stressful if you're a kid, too. Jeez.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, anyway, back to the airport. So sometimes the lines are so long at security, and the scary thing is if you're late and the line is really long, you know, sometimes you get to the airport and there's nothing, and then sometimes it's really long. So you need to get past this line. Like, what can you do to get past this line?
Well, I was going to say, especially just for a tip for our listeners, especially if you're flying out of one of the big hubs in the U.S. or flying into the U.S.
Yeah.
Now, I know just this past Friday, I was flying into LAX from Orlando, and there was a ridiculous, like, I guess TSA's computers had been hacked or something. TSA is the security administration for like, you know, like for scanning people to make sure they don't have anything on them. There was like 17 hour lines for some people coming from countries getting into LA.
So 17?
Yeah. So if you're for not everyone, but some people got stuck in crazy lines. So if you're flying into a big hub in the US or out of it, definitely leave yourself a lot of extra time so you don't run into this. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, that's not the norm. So I mean, that was a computer hacking.
Right. Exactly. So exactly. But, you know, we don't want to scare you that much. Yeah.
No, but they are definitely having organizational issues, TSA. Yeah. So like, just give them time. That's what I would say.
Right. So you guys, we have a listener question today about this interesting and nerve-wracking topic. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. But before we talk about that, we wanted to share, talk a little bit about what's going on with Instagram. Because Lindsay, you did some really cool videos while you were getting out to LA, right?
Oh yeah, lots of fun ones. I mean, my favorite was taking you guys to El Capitan in Yosemite, where people like to free solo up that humongous rock. It's one of the hardest rocks to climb in the world, but that's just one of them. I mean, there's a ton of them. I just did one in Florida talking about the humidity, how it's so muggy. Michelle, you've done a couple of fun ones.
Yeah, just recently I did one about my phobia of bugs, and I told this story about when this disgusting caterpillar was crawling up my leg. Oh God. So we have a lot of fun over there, guys, so you gotta follow us, because not only are we having fun, but we're giving you vocabulary, we're giving you phrases, we're giving you lots of stuff over there, so you definitely want to follow us on Instagram.
Exactly. Go and look for All Ears English on Instagram and hang out over there, guys. All right, cool. So should I read the listener question for today, Michelle?
Let's do it.
All right, this is from Lucas. So my name is Lucas and I come from Germany. I've been hearing your podcast for almost 2 years. All Ears English was so crucial for my improvement in English. It's so easy and fun to listen to you guys. I just love it. Awesome.
Thank
That's
you.
Great, Lucas. All right. Recently, I've been in the UK. On my way back, I almost missed my flight because I was too late. When I arrived in the check-in line, it was ridiculously long. I had to ask the people if they would let me in front of them, but I didn't know back then what to say to the people in front of me because I didn't want to sound rude. What would you have said? Thanks in advance and greetings from Australia, where I'll do my work and travel and we'll be here Wait, what does he say? And will be when you're going to broadcast that episode. Oh, that's where I'll be when you broadcast this episode. Okay. Now I see what he's saying. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for that great question. I mean, this situation makes me nervous just thinking about it, Lindsay.
Yeah, I know. I know. It seems like Lucas is a big world traveler, yeah, going from the UK to Germany to Australia. So a lot of our listeners are world travelers, right? They're very sophisticated. They're going all over the world. They're working abroad. So this is going to be a great one for them today.
For sure. And guys, you should definitely listen to a few other of our episodes that kind of touch on these things or similar ideas that I think would be good for you. So the first one is 667, which is what to expect if you cut in line in NYC.
Oh, I like that one. I like that one. New Yorkers don't like it, right?
That's right.
And then 682, we talked about why is everyone standing in line?
Right.
That's the title of that question. And then what about 674, Michelle?
Well, that's how to ask for more space in English.
Oh, so these are all really nice related episodes, guys. If you're in the app at allearsenglish.com/bonuses, just type it right in your search bar on top of the episode list.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Definitely. So let's get into the answer for Lucas. So yeah. I don't envy his position. And I'm sorry, Lucas, that you went through this. You know, airports are a really tense place to be at times. And people are either in a great mood before a trip or exhausted and just want to get through the line, right? So others may be nervous about time. I mean, Lindsay, have you ever had to ask people if you can go ahead of them in line? Or have you ever seen someone do this?
Thankfully, it's never happened to me, but I have seen people do it. I've let people go behind me, yeah. But definitely they're often panicked.
Yeah, I have seen it too. I mean, you know, if somebody is in this situation and I'm not in a rush, it doesn't bother me if someone has to go in front of me. You know, things happen. And most people, I feel like if you ask them nicely, they'll just say, go, go, if you explain the situation.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, so let's talk about it. You know, what can you say to make people willing to let you go in front of them in line?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, before we go into it, I just want to say you have to say something, especially right. in the US, because right. as we addressed in those other episodes that we gave you the links to, Americans hate it when people cut in line. And I know this is cultural. I know that different cultures make lines in different ways or don't make lines. But in the US, it's really not okay to just jump in front of someone in a line. That's the first thing.
Right. That's okay. A really good point. Yeah. So, yeah, well, you have to say something. So, you know, first you just got to start the conversation. You have to catch their attention. So you could say something like, excuse me, would you mind if I went in front of you?
Mm-hmm. Or I'm so sorry to ask you this, but would it be okay if I pass you in line?
Right. Or you could say, hi, I hate to ask, but could I please cut you in line?
Yeah. Could I please cut you in line? Cut so that's you. Interesting. So to cut someone means to jump in front of them or go in front of them. Another one is, I normally don't do this, but can I please move past you in line?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that okay. those are definitely going to catch the person's attention. And then you have to explain the reason. You can't just say, you know, like, you, I mean, even just a short explanation. Of course, you don't need to tell your whole life story. But for example, you could say like, my flight leaves in 25 minutes and I got stuck in traffic. So and something, you know, what was it? What else could you say, Lindsay?
You could say, I'm trying to make my 5:30 flight and I'm incredibly late.
So, yeah. I mean, here you don't give a reason necessarily, right? Mm-hmm. Again, you don't need to say everything, but you can just say I'm late. Like that's a reason.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I always wondered whether the airline has a service it's TSA, it's the security check really that I'm thinking of where people get held up, but maybe anywhere, because now you go to the kiosks to check in. So the only place you really stand in line is at security.
Right.
Right. So it's really security. But I always wondered what would happen if I asked the guys like, hey, my flight's leaving. Would they let me jump ahead just without asking people? I wonder if they would do that. Have you ever seen that?
That's a good question. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I hope I don't have to try that anytime soon.
Yeah, let's hope not. But if you do have to resort to asking each person, then here's what you need to do, guys. Today, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's a good point, because if you have to do this with every person, right? You know, sometimes you might just say it kind of loud to a group. Right. Yeah. You know, like a group of people you could try. I don't know. But there's no way around it. It's not like this isn't the time to like make friends, you know, like you just want to make it so that no one hates you and you can get to your flight. So, yeah, here we're not necessarily worrying about like, oh, my gosh, what's like the best way we can connect with people over this?
Exactly. And then always we want to include a thank you. It's always a good policy to say thank you. So just saying thank you so much if they let you, or what else, Michelle?
Yeah, just like, oh, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Love it. Love it. What else do we have to know here?
Yeah, I mean, I think the most important thing here is to show with your voice and your body language that you're so sorry to ask this, right? And that it's urgent and important, right? So you can't just say like, excuse me, I'm late. You know, you have to show it. You have to show, right? Because you need to make other people feel and understand that this is an important situation. Like, you don't need to give the details about where you're going and why. You don't need to say, oh, I'm going for my sister's wedding. Like, you don't need to do all that stuff. Like, the key is that you must not just use your language, but also your emotions. And this all goes back to my talk about being expressive, which I did on IELTS with Jessica, right? This is about being expressive.
Yeah, you are on the IELTS Energy podcast. So guys, go over and find that podcast if you are taking IELTS this year. Awesome. Very cool. So Michelle, we have a couple role plays, don't we?
That's right. Yeah, let's show you how this might go. All right, let's do the first one.
Okay. All right. Hi, I hate to ask, but could I please cut you in line? My flight leaves in a half an hour and I couldn't find any parking in the lot.
Oh, wow. Sure. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Nicely done.
And now it's your turn.
Now it's my turn. Here we go. Yeah. Excuse me, miss. Would you mind if I went in front of you? I'm trying to make my 4 o'clock flight and I'm incredibly late.
Yes, go.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Good luck.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think that's the point. Like most people, they want to help. Yeah. And if they realize you're kind of in an emergency, they're rooting for you. Like they want you to move ahead of them. They want you to get there. Right. It's kind of like you come together in a weird thing. So yeah, ask people. Don't be afraid to ask people.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So I think for today, the takeaway is really that these phrases are polite and they show a sense of urgency, but there's only so much you can do with your words, right? You need to combine this with a tone of voice and body language, because otherwise the person may not sympathize with you, right? And this is the key part to getting someone to let you move ahead in line. They have to feel sorry for you. They have to feel that you really want it and you really need it. So you got to show that you're in a rush and that you're worried, because it's a stressful situation, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the interesting piece about connection, right, guys? I mean, that's what we all want. That's why we're learning English. But things have to synchronize. Our body language and our words have to tell a story, right? And so they have to come together into one. So make sure, even if you're not used to being expressive, try to add that extra bit of expression in your body language as well.
Right. So this was such a good question. And yeah, I hope that Lucas doesn't have any more flight troubles in the future. But yeah, guys, definitely let us know if this happens to you. But I hope you have more luck.
Yeah. And Lucas, enjoy your time in Australia. That sounds great. I'd like to travel there next. That
Me
sounds
too.
Awesome, right, Michelle?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I'd love to. Yep.
Wow. Okay, cool. All right, Michelle, I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Bye, Lindsay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.